When was the last time you sat down with a cracker or two, put a little bit of cheese on the top? You know, I don't know what you're drinking. I'm not even going to ask. I'm not going to judge because it's about the cracker and the cheese. Now, the cheese itself, where are you buying your cheese? Is it local? Oh, good. Is it WA? Oh, thank goodness for that. Is it really WA? Because I was told today that there are some WA branded cheeses that may not actually be born and bred in Western Australia. WA Cheese Week is back from October the 10th through until October the 16th. And we have a gentleman who is a part of a team known as Blessed Are the WA Cheesemakers. I think that's such a good title. Howard Crump, welcome to 6PR, mate.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you with us. What's your favourite cheese, first and foremost?
My favourite cheese is the St. Duke's Red from down in Harvey.
Right.
It's a washed rind, Taleggio style. So it's a soft cheese with a real bloom on the outside that smells like an old sand shoe.
Smells like an old sand shoe. I wasn't going to talk. See, this is great for radio because you can't smell it and you can't see it. But you're talking about cheese like some people talk about wine.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. We've got some beautiful cheeses around at the moment that are cellared. There's one that comes out of Dallandale, it's a Gruyere that's been aged for 3 years, which means someone has to keep turning them and washing them and looking after these things to make sure they're spot on. And the difference between a six-month-old cheese and a three-year-old cheese is just phenomenal.
Wow. See, I do love my cheeses, and I've probably got a couple of kilos that I'm carrying. Compliments of that. You know, I've got to make sure I get the balance right. But I'm gobsmacked. I found out this week, that not all Western Australian cheese that has that brand WA look for the birthmark as such is Western Australian. Now, please explain.
Well, there's a lot of cheeses that are brought into the state in 24 or 40 foot containers, cheddars they are.
Yeah.
And they're brought into the state, taken out of in a big 40 kilo block, chopped up and reprocessed, put into plastic bags or in little blocks of wax, and then they put local West Australian place names on it, like Capel or Margaret River or Cape Leschenault, and all these places on them that have got West Australian names, but they're not. The cheese was never been here. Now, I've got no problem with New Zealand cheese or New South Wales cheese or Victorian cheese, but let's just put on there where the cheese is from, and that's what WA cheese is about, is getting the public to understand that if a cheese has a Buy West Eat Best logo on, who are one of our big sponsors, it's got the Buy West Eat Best logo and it's made here in Western Australia from Western Australian milk by West Australians in Western Australia, then it's a Western Australian cheese.
Right.
The fact that it has a local place name of a town that used to sell cheese or used to have a cheese factory in it doesn't make it West Australian. So people buy this product thinking they're helping the local farmers and the local dairy farmers and the economy. And all they're doing is supporting someone with a plastic bag or a piece of wax. It's not the same.
See, I have a furrowed brow at the moment because I do everything in my power to buy Western Australian. And so
yes.
Instead of just buying a township or a like location in WA, I should look for Buy West, Eat Best, or the birthmark, or read the fine print on the back. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And go to the WA Cheese website. We've got a beautiful website. You can go there, and along the bottom of the website is all the cheesemakers in Western Australia. There are 12 of them, and you can go to the links on that page, and that will take you straight to the cheesemaker and find out the cheese that they produce.
Right. Are all regions in WA, I'm still getting over the fact that not all WA cheese, branded WA cheese, is coming from WA. That's quite bizarre. Let me go back to that. Isn't that slightly, I'm not going to say illegal, but naughty?
No, look, it's not naughty. People sell, they know that WA sells, which is why they put West Australian place names on them.
Okay.
But it's like DOP with champagne. You can't call a wine a champagne unless it comes from the Champagne region. Unfortunately, we don't have that in Australia with cheeses. But the cheeses that we do make here, you know, absolutely stunning. But I don't see the need to keep putting names on them of a West Australian town. It's like the joke of Margaret River for a lot of the people in the food industry is actually Markup River, because by putting Margaret River on something, you can charge more for it.
Wow. Look, I have experienced that before. Certain regions in WA, I'm assuming all of the cheese is from the southwest corner. Is that a fair call?
No, as far up as Geraldton and as far down as Denmark and Albany.
Okay, and different types of cheeses made in different regions.
Yes, our further north ones, Geraldton, Gingin, etc., are more the goat farmers. And then as you get further down south into the colder areas, Albany used to produce sheep's cheese and Nanup produces sheep's cheese. And then the southwest and Denmark area are predominantly bovine cow cheese.
Wow. So goat cheese, sheep's cheese, cow cheese. Is there a bit of rivalry between those individual farmers that are making these delectable cheeses from the goat's milk, the sheep's milk, the cow's milk? Or are they all working together? Because I'm assuming there would be a different technique.
A goat or a sheep, you need a much smaller stool than you do with a cow and a smaller bucket. These guys all work together. Certainly when we had our launch last Thursday, they're all in the same room together and everyone got on very, very well. But they're all very passionate. When you look at people like Hall's Dairy, they've got their own herd of Jersey cows down there, and they only make one cheese, which is from the milk from those particular cows, which is just stunning. And then you've got Mark up at Bukhara that makes his goat milk cheeses up there, and that's up in Geraldton, and he brings them down, drives to and from Perth every week. And they've got a place in Gingin now. They're looking to move down to there. But and then the sheep guys up at Nanup, you know, they do a little bit of cow's milk, but most of their cheese is sheep's cheese.
We are talking to Howard Crump. He is advising us because he is an advisor for WA Cheese Week, because blessed are the WA cheese makers. Now, there's a group of you guys and gals, and you call yourself blessed are the WA cheese makers, yeah?
Oh, we call us, Bless the WA Cheesemakers, and also it's Cheese Week. It's just a small voluntary group. I look after two wholesale cheesemakers, which is Harvey Cheese and Dellendale, but I look after the whole group as their unelected president.
Love it.
And put everything together. And then we've got Scott from Menu Magazine, who has a great magazine, puts out a beautiful book, and we've got some copies of that for you guys to give away. Then there's also Sarah Howlett, who is a councillor for the Midland Council. And Sarah's been with us now for 5 years, and she's a pure, we're all just volunteers. None of us get paid for doing this. It's all about promoting our cheesemakers.
Howard, I can hear the passion in your voice. And the great thing about cheese is that you can have it just straight out of the fridge on a cracker, as I said before. You can have it in the stock standard cheese sandwich or cheese and salad roll, or you can cook with it. Oh, the joy of getting, you know, a great lasagna-type food with the cheese melted on the top. Even the stock standard cheesy that I used to get at primary school when I was a kid. The joy of cooking with cheese. Now, apparently the WA Cheese Recipe Book is pretty spectacular, I've been told.
It is. There's recipes in there from all the cheesemakers. There's recipes from some of our best restaurants and purveyors in Perth.
Yes.
And then there's recipes from the cheese shops that sell the product around Perth. So they've all got their own favourites. Each one of them has a specific cheese from a specific manufacturer, and they've all been tried and tested, and they're all local WA produce.
Excellent. And to my understanding too, you have a Facebook page, WA Cheese, and an Instagram page as well, and you're after some cheesy pictures. Now, every photograph that I reckon I take is a cheesy shot, but you actually want photographs of cheese itself, is that right?
Yes, please, or cheese being used in some way, or
how about eating?
You know, how you eat it. Whatever you do with cheese.
Okay.
I mean, we've got... Go on.
No, I'm just thinking. Sorry? I'm just thinking that if I do devour some cheese myself, it's going to be a cheesy shot, because how do you smile and eat at the same time? is there a hashtag for this? Is there a hashtag?
Hashtag WA Cheese 2022.
Right.
Hashtag WA Cheese Week.
Right. Gotcha. WA Cheese Week 22. WA Cheese Week 22. Brilliant. If anyone wants to find out any more information about the delights of WA Cheese Week, which starts October the 10th, going through until the 16th of October, don't miss out on this, because if you love your cheese, fair dinkum, you've got to find out more. Where's the .com that we go to, Howard?
WACheese.com.au.
Oh, it's easy. I've jotted that
very
one down.
Very simple.
WACheese.com. And you've only been doing this Cheese Week for how many years?
This is our fifth year.
Wow. Okay, well, can I say, thumbs up to you, any promotion that we can get out for West Australian products when it is made in WA, I think is absolute gold. And if there's anything else that we can do, Howard, please let us know. Thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight on 882 6PR.
And blessed are the cheesemakers.
Blessed. I can hear the angels singing. Howard Crump is blessed other WA cheesemakers. It's WA Cheese Week is all about people who are passionate about cheese getting together. As Howard said, it's the fifth year up and running. October 10 through to 16, if you love your cheese, be it on the Jats cracker or be it right the way through to this magnificent dish that you just pulled out of the oven, go to wacheese.com.au. Have a look around at the events, the activities, the tastings, and don't forget the hashtag too. If you like your Facebook and your Instagram, hashtag WA Cheese Week 22. Put a cheesy photograph up there and you could be in it as well with a big cheesy grin. We'll take a break on 6PR. Back soon.